Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. It's a podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. It's 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, Bob. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. My name is Leo Soto, and I'm a founder and CEO of SotoNets Cloud Solutions. My company, SotoNets, was founded in 2007 as an MSP cloud native, MSP focused, and we focus on digital transformation for small and medium businesses and small and medium enterprises. We focus heavily on secure IT environments to enable employees to work from anywhere they choose, okay? But our main focuses are security and compliance. And one of the critical paths of digital transformation is unified communications as a service, which includes voice over IP.
Perfect. That's a great segue into number two. How reliable are cloud phone systems? Go.
Well, that's a question that we have to address from different points of view, because people think, well, if I have a good internet connection at home or at the office, everything is going to be all right. And that's partially true. And one of the first thing that we do when we approach a company about voice over IP is to test their internet connection. We can do a stress test on the internet connection to see how reliable is it, how many calls can go through that internet connection. And we provide some ideas on how to probably upgrade the internet connection if we find that it's not the best connection. But that's only part of the story. The other part of the story is who you choose to provide you the voice over IP services or the unified communication services at this time, okay? So a voice over IP network is very complex. It relies on the internet for certain things, but it also relies on the traditional carriers to complete the calls, okay? So the reliability factor is very important. Let me give you an example. If you if you say my company's is 99% uptime, we have 99% uptime, that means that they are going to be out of service for over 3 days in a year, okay? And as you add nines to that figure of uptime, let's say 99.9%, that time is reduced to 52 minutes. And if you go to 99.999, which is 5 nines, which is kind of the gold standards, the downtime is 5 minutes in a year, okay? So to achieve this type of reliability, you need a lot of redundancy and automation for failovers in the network, okay? And you need a lot of engineers and a lot of money to put into that. So big companies like Zoom or Microsoft with Teams or RingCentral are the ones that can provide that kind of reliability in a network, okay? Yes.
Oh, that I thought you were about to say something else there. So no, that works there. Great there. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. I'll be more than happy to give you three names that are very dear to me. First one is Clay Hicks. He is the founder of H7 Networks. And networks as in networking opportunities, okay? So H7 is a fantastic place to network. I belong to that network, and Clay is an ideal CEO to bring into the podcast. The second one is Jonathan McPike. He's the CEO of Haven, an ERP system for small and medium enterprises. Very well done software for small and medium enterprises. And the third one is Tabitha Barron. She's the founder of a company called Keeping Your Kids Safe, and they deal with keeping kids in school safe during the transportation phase of school. Okay. So those are my three names.
Perfect. I'll look them up when we're done here. Number four, final fun question. Leo, tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, that's interesting. I got a call one night at about 4 o'clock from a company, about 500 employees. And they said, our phone system went out. We are depending on our phone system for sales, and we don't have a phone system right now. What can you do? So we immediately went to work and we defined for them and we created for them a complete phone system on the Zoom phone platform, okay? We worked 24 hours nonstop, and we not only created the phone system, we forwarded the numbers that they had to the new phone system, and we deployed apps, the Zoom app to all the employees in the company, okay? We also optimized the call distribution process so they wouldn't miss any calls, okay? And as a result of this, and you know, in 24 hours, they were up and running again. We saved them over $250,000 in 3 years, okay? In a three-year period, because only the hardware replacement for the system was going to be close to $75,000 when all went down. And they would have probably 1 week to 1.5 weeks of downtime,
right,
if they chose that. So combining the savings in hardware and the savings in fees, we were able to save them over $150,000 over a three-year period.
Perfect there. Hey, Leo, you've got 1 minute and 10 seconds left. Do some promo time real quick.
Sure. Sotonet's Cloud Solution is a company that is proudly partnering with Zoom Communications, and we focus on two things, Zoom Phone and Zoom Rooms. Those are the two major products that we provide with Zoom. And Zoom Phone is a full feature PBX on the cloud. And Zoom Rooms is an ideal solution for hybrid conferences with people in a room and people online.
Perfect there. You pulled it off, Leo. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Leo, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it sounds and it looks like Bob.
It does look like Bob. Your website, say it real quick.
Sotonets.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Leo, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching and listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck this social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.